Good morning. Good morning, wonderful people. Good morning, wonderful people. Here we are. Good morning, wonderful people. I hope you can hear me. I hope you can hear me. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We are live this morning. We are live this morning. We are live this morning. Please invite your friends to tune in. Please invite your mates to tune in. I'm here. I am here with you. Please do join us this morning. It's Unfiltered with me, Thabiso Ngwepe. I am live this morning. I am live this morning. I am live this morning. Please do come in. Please do come in. Please do come in. I hope that you are eager to join us. I hope we are just, going through a beautiful holiday, and I hope that we are just, ready to tune in and to join this beautiful Monday morning. It's a Monday, it's a holiday, and most of us are at home, so I hope we won't be, not tuning in. Because I certainly think that we've got the time today. I certainly think that we got the time today. We are also on Instagram. We are also live on Instagram. I just went live. So invite your friends, share this video, call upon those you know. And today we are speaking on a topic that is very close to my heart. I think that, with time, as we go on, we will start, dealing with topics that, we invite viewers to like just come in and share with us. What would you like us to share? What would you like us to talk about? So I see that we've already got people joining us. Good morning, Zeman. Here you are. Thank you so much, Zeman, for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in there. Good morning, he says, or she says. So let's have a beautiful morning. Good morning, Zeman Ndlela. And good morning as well to Ceci Nomsonto. She's also tuned in this morning. So I hope you enjoy this podcast with us. Please and my sincere apologies for starting like 15 minutes late. I'm not a technology person. So this morning I'm like figuring out this and that. And I hope that we'll get it right. I hope that we'll get it right. So it's a beautiful Tuesday morning, and let's immediately get started. Today we are talking about the topic, taking proper care of yourself. Taking proper care of yourself. So I've noticed that when we speak about taking care of yourself, people tend to relate that with your exterior. Most people think that way of yourself, it means that, you are exercising good care of your exterior. But I want to, round it up this morning to give us a full spectrum, a fuller view as to what does it mean to take care of yourself. I've authored this book, right? I think most of you know the book. It's available in the stores, and some of you have got a copy. This book is titled The Mending of a Broken Vessel. And if I can summarize this book in one word, it's a chronicle of life lessons learned. And in the 45 years that I have lived, yes, I'm 45 years old. So in the 45 years that I have lived, I've come to understand. And I've come to realize that, there are things that will happen in life. And it's very imperative that you learn lessons from those things. So from my own, experiences, I've journeyed quite a lot into things which were really not in my best interest, things which were really hurtful. And I've experienced a whole lot of things in my 45 years of life. So I've also acquired lessons, and it's only until a few years ago that I decided to, embrace what I went through and take those as life lessons. Because inevitably I believe that whatever experiences that I go through, they are actually blessings. And I'm saying they are blessings because they either, one, take away from you what you don't need, or they force you, you know, to nurture within yourself those character traits that you need. So I personally have now started looking at the experiences that I went through as lessons that navigate me into a better version of myself, the version that I was not necessarily before going into those experiences. You know, I feel that I can handle situations better because of what I went through. So, you know, recent events in the world have forced me to come to this platform and to look at how we actually live our lives. And quite most recently, I'm looking at the violence against women. I'm looking at the mental unwellness. And I'm looking at a whole lot of other things that are being reported daily that shows us that while we tend to, you know, we talk about self-love and we talk about self-care, but to a certain extent, we ignore and maybe quite shift a lot of responsibility when it comes to taking care of ourselves to others. And it's easy for us as women to do that because as women, naturally, we are nurturers. So naturally, we are caregivers. So naturally, we are about, you know, ensuring the wellness and sustainability of most people around us. But can we really say that we do the same with regard to ourselves? When we talk about self-care as women, we tend to speak about, you know, have I done my nails? Are my nails properly manicured? Is my hair properly cut? Is this, and you know, my exterior, are my clothes properly? Do I look presentable? Do I look acceptable to the world? And that is what we tend to focus on. But, you know, to a larger extent, we do neglect the inner person. We do neglect the inner being. And that is actually who we ultimately present to the world. The person that you exhibit to the world, it's a reflection of the person that is within you. You know, if you're not in your best shape, you know, mentally, if you're not in your best shape, you know, in your psyche, if you're not in your best shape emotionally, it does come across. So I always tell people that, you know, we tend to take care so much of our children. We tend to take so much care of our husbands, of our parents, of those around and within us. But we neglect ourselves and we forget this, that when we present to them the tattered image of ourselves. And I said the tattered image. I chose that word specifically. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you become a lesser version of who you are supposed to be. You don't operate in the full potential of who Tabi Singh is supposed to be. You don't operate in the full potential of who your destiny and your purpose that God has deposited within you is supposed to be. So you present to the world, you know, you present to your children uncared for version of a mother, uncared for version of a wife to your husband, uncared for version of a daughter. So you get caught up in caring for all those around you, making sure that the surroundings are good. But in what state are you? And that's the question today I would like us to, you know, speak on. Most of us women, and I'm going to include men in the discussion as well, we don't take care of ourselves. There is so much pressure out there in society to take care of, you know, our responsibility to others, but we neglect that the foremost responsibility about you is on you. Yes, when we did this, preparing for this podcast, I posted and I said that, you know, your sanity, your peace, your self-worth, how you view yourself, your confidence in the main, you know, your perception about who Tabi Singh is, your perception about who you are, it's all on you. And some people can say, you know what, but I'm being unreasonable in there. I tell you what, When you don't take responsibility for yourself, you actually lead people into who you are. And that also follows in how they treat you. That also follows in the conversations people have with you about you. You know, you take it from simple things of how people speak to you, how people address you. Sometimes you find that the way in which people address us speaks a lot about how we perceive ourselves, you know. So we've got to take responsibility. And I said that all of those, your peace, your sanity, your self-worth, is actually your responsibility. And then I went on further and I said, you know, you've got to not be neglectful about that part. Because the foremost responsibility, you know, is because it lies with you, you've got to be all so much intentional about nurturing the peace, the self-worth, the sanity about yourself. You've got to be really intentional about nurturing things that promote that for your life. I'm gonna give you an example. Most of us allow ourselves to live in mentally, you know, depressive situations. And this comes from, you know, a lot of relationships that we keep. Going back to some of the first video, I spoke elaborately on suicide. And I spoke on depression. And I spoke on, you know, the mental state of a depressed person not being the most healthiest. And this comes from what? In as much as we can deny it, relationships, how we relate to the outer world, how we relate to those around us, is the most contributing factor to mental sanity. If you look at the stats today, most people commit or end up, you know, end up being depressed, end up having anxiety.